Over the last few months, the lockdown due to COVID-19 has brought much of the UK to a standstill. Traffic levels have been significantly lower, and many people who would normally be driving for work are either working from home or have been furloughed, with their vehicles often laying idle. Monday the 15th of June will see the most significant easing of lockdown restrictions so far, as non-essential retail businesses are allowed to open their doors once again. It is crucial that businesses managing drivers and vehicles that haven't been on the road for months ensure they get back on the road safely. My name's Will Painter, founder and CEO of WP Communications, and I'm here with Simon Turner, campaign manager for Driving for Better Business, the government-backed Highways England programme that supports employers in both the private and public sectors in reducing work-related road risk. Driving for Better Business has today launched a free driver app and management portal to provide a robust and safe way for employers to get drivers and vehicles ready for the road again. Simon, what are the main concerns for businesses returning to the road?
Monday is going to see a major lifting of the lockdown restrictions, with non-essential retail as well as other businesses opening up again. And there's going to be many staff in these businesses who drive for work. They're going to have management and sales teams in company cars. They'll have suppliers delivering stock in vans and other commercial vehicles. And they might be sending orders out themselves to customers as well. But there'll also be a huge range of other people who support those businesses, such as service engineers. And they're all going to be back on the roads too. So I think there are three major concerns here. The first is vehicles. Vehicles aren't designed to stand still for weeks or even months at a time. So a proper check is required to ensure they're all in a roadworthy state before they're put back on the road. The second is drivers, many of whom haven't driven properly for months. And in any case, the road environment has changed quite a bit now. There are also the different types of road user than previously, as commuters are encouraged to avoid public transport. And that presents new challenges for all of us as drivers as well. So the final one is the employer's duty of care, which they have to their own staff and indeed to other road users as well, to ensure that all of this is done correctly. So there's a lot for them to do, and we're trying to support them in managing all of those things.
It's almost 3 months now since lockdown started. How is this likely to have affected drivers?
I think with those drivers who've continued to work during the lockdown, the police have reported a huge increase in speeding, and that's largely due to much lower traffic levels. Also, drivers haven't really had to concentrate so much for the same reason. So I've spoken to businesses who've seen incidents from people basically on autopilot and not concentrating. So one of the effects has been a tendency to not concentrate to the required level. So people need to watch out for that. For those who haven't driven, possibly for months, especially van drivers, they may have suffered something that we call skill fade, which is basically a lack of practice. It's going to take them a little time to readjust, just as we do if we come back off holiday for a couple of weeks. But bear in mind, many of these drivers will have been off work for 10 or 12 weeks or more. So they could also tire quicker, actually, as well. If you come back to a very busy, hectic workload, you can tire much quicker in the first couple of days as well. So that's something to watch out for. I think one of the biggest concerns of all, though, is going to be mental health. It's obviously understandable that most of us will have concerns about what the future holds, especially with all the discussions about the impact on the economy. So anxieties about job security and finances are going to be high, and also worries about the health of family and friends. The driver's environment might be different as well. Their job role could have changed. Colleagues may be off ill. They may have even lost some due to the virus. So all of these concerns are going to be particularly distracting for drivers while on the road. Their head's going to be elsewhere. And so I think bosses should try and talk to everyone as they return to work, wherever that's possible, to make sure they're okay, and try and demonstrate some sympathetic management and communicate clearly with all your staff. I think that's going to pay dividends for them.
And what about drivers who use their own car for work? You refer to them as grey fleet. Do employers need to think about those drivers too?
We did some research last year and found that over half, it was 53% of executive directors that we surveyed, really didn't understand the law as it regards people who drive for work using their own car. Because as a business, your duty of care is exactly the same. Your responsibility is the same. You need to ensure they drive safely and they're in a safe, well-maintained car. So from a company responsibility point of view, the ownership of the car is irrelevant. If it's being used to make journeys on behalf of your business, you are responsible to ensure that that is done safely.
Driving for Better Business has launched its new app today. Is this just for business drivers, or can anyone access the app?
The main system we're launching, which is a completely free-to-use driver app and management portal, is really for businesses to manage the safe return of their company vehicles and staff who drive them. However, the information on driver awareness and vehicle checks that's included is relevant to everyone, young or old, and whether you drive for work or you commute by road or you just do occasional private motoring. So we've produced two short but comprehensive videos. One shows you how to do the vehicle checks. That's a 20-point check we've developed in collaboration with Mercedes-Benz. And the other on what you need to know as a driver going back out onto the road. So there's 12 key points that we've put together for there. And we put both of those on our website along with some other stuff and made them freely available to everybody, whether you drive for work or not.
They sound really useful, Simon. What are the benefits for businesses in using this app?
It makes it easy for businesses and drivers to do everything they need to do. And it gives them peace of mind from knowing that they haven't missed anything and that it's all been done correctly. You'll know as a fleet manager or a business owner that all your vehicles have been checked thoroughly, because the driver uses the app on their phone to complete the check, and then the app sends the completed check automatically back to the main system along with any photos of potential problems. And then the management portal itself includes a comprehensive checklist for managing drivers and vehicles, as well as company activities like the COVID-19 risk assessment that's been outlined in recent government guidance. Our resources will help you fill the fleet-related part of that in. So, but also many businesses, I think, are going to be really struggling as the economy recovers. You know, we've heard a lot about that in the media at the moment. So there's a huge number of other resources, including to help businesses with all aspects of managing staff who drive for work. And that's to try and help them improve their financial strength and the resilience of the business for the future.
And finally, Simon, where can listeners go for more information?
Go to drivingforbetterbusiness.com. That's the main website. And on the homepage, there's two buttons. If you run a business or you're a manager, click that. If you're a driver, there's another button for you, and that will take you to the resources that we've designed specifically for those two groups of people.